Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you go to Matthew, please, this morning? Matthew 16, and let's pray and join our faith. How many believe the Lord could speak something important to your heart this morning? Yes. Answer questions you have, give you direction in life, solve something maybe that you've been bothered about for a long time. You know, you stumble because you're in the dark. Right? You're unsure because you're in the dark. When you have light, it's all plain. It's all clear. You know what to do. No more confusion. Father, in the name of Jesus, all of us here this morning are looking to you. Our eyes are on you to show us what to do, when and how, your ways, your righteous ways. We acknowledge your Holy Spirit, our teacher. Thank you that the unction, the anointing, teaches us is truth and no lie. Grant everybody, all of us, eyes that see and ears that hear and hearts open and receptive. Let there come right now answers to questions, solutions to problems, direction and help for right now. And we'll give you the praise, we'll give you the glory, and we'll not be hearers only. By your grace, we'll be doers of the word. And we know as we do, we will be blessed because you are so faithful to watch over your word and perform it in our lives when we do it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 16. For a few weeks now, we have been on the subject we're calling the church. Everybody say the church. The church. The church. And this is our main text in Matthew 16. Verse 13, Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" He said, "Who are they saying I am?" And we've talked about this, but I want us to go further into it today. How you answer that question determines whether you are lost or saved.
Amen.
Everybody on the planet.
That's right.
Everybody. Everywhere. How you answer that question. Who is he? Who is Jesus? How you answer that question determines whether you are saved or lost eternally. The Bible said, they said, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. Others say you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Are different groups still saying different things today about Jesus? Yeah, yeah. There are other religions that acknowledge Jesus as one of the prophets. There are other religions that acknowledge Jesus as one of God's expressions. A good man. Good teachings for life, a good example of humanity. But if that's all you believe, you're lost.
Right.
Right. Now, you know, there are people that'll say, well, y'all are just narrow. Narrow. You're narrow. What about the oneness of God? And the great fatherhood of God and the universal brotherhood of man. Who said there was such a thing? Well, Brother Keith, we're all brothers. No, we're not. Jesus said there's two families in the earth. There's the family of Satan. And there's the family of God. Someone said, aren't there three or four? No, there's two. There's two families. Well, there are several families, aren't there, Brother Keith? Two. Everybody falls into one of these two.
Right.
Saved? Not saved. Family of God? Family of the devil. Now, a lot of folk don't like it that plain. No, Brother Keith, there's this and there's that. No, Jesus said to some of the most religious people of his day, doctors of the law, he said, you are of your father, the devil.
Hmm?
He said, you must be born again, to Nicodemus. You must, say, everybody say it out loud, you must be born again. Say it again. You should be? Huh? Some folks should be. What? You must be born again. It's not optional. You must be in order to be saved. Now he said, okay, but who do you say I am? Some say this, some say that, but who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the anointed one, the Son of the living God. Glory to God. That's the right answer. How many in here believe that very same thing? He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now Christ, you know, means the anointed one, but they also knew the Messiah, the fulfillment of prophecy, the one who was to come. Do you have to believe that to be saved? Yes, you do. Now he went on to say, Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say to you that you are Peter, Petros, a piece of rock that, you know, could be carried. And upon this rock, Petra, another word, a rock like a mountain. On this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Glory to God. On this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The Amplified says it like this. The gates of Hades, the powers of the infernal region, shall not overpower it. It what? The church. The gates of hell shall not be strong to its detriment or hold out against it. There's more than one thing involved when it says the gates of hell shall not prevail. Well, hell is encompassed and ensnared millions. And the powers of hell have blinded millions on the planet today. They're in prison and the gates are closed. But the gates can't hold out against the advancement of the church. And the proclamation of the good news is you've been set free. Come out of there. And hell can't hold them in. Oh, somebody get happy about that. Now, I mean, hell cannot. I don't care if a man or woman is as low as a man or woman can go and got 3,900 demons on top of them and in them and around them. And they see the glorious light of the gospel and they believe and confess that Jesus is Lord. All of hell can't keep them from being born again and breaking out of that bondage. Glory to God. The church. Somebody say the church. The church. The church will prevail over all. Some of the church is in heaven. Some of the church is on the earth. The book of Acts is the story of the beginnings of the church. You and I are still writing the story. And this story shall never end. His kingdom, his church, shall never end. He's going to rule and reign in his kingdom forever through his church, through his body. Is it true?
Yes.
He is the king of
kings.
Who's the kings? Who's the king? I see him.
Yeah.
He is the Lord of
lords.
Lords. Who's the lords? Who are the kings? Who are the lords that he's king of and lord of? It is the ecclesia. It is the called out ones, the called, the chosen and called together ones, the church. And against this church, all the powers of hell and darkness cannot hold out against it, cannot prevail over it, cannot be successful. Jesus is building his church. Now, we took some time, and if you weren't with us, it might behoove you to get the previous DVDs or whatever, download it for free off the internet. We talked about what is the church. And we saw technically, it literally means those called out, or those called, but not just called out from, called together. We've been called out. We've been chosen. That may not mean as much to us now as it will later on, but I'm telling you. How many remember Jesus said, "You didn't choose me, I chose you"? Huh? I know one time the Lord was dealing with me about my life and earlier parts in the ministry, and I was thinking, well, you know, I answered the call. And he said, "Yeah, after what?" And he began to show me time after time that he had dealt with me and he had led me and dealt with me and wouldn't leave me and wouldn't leave me alone in my ignorance. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. I had some ideas. I had some plans, little pitiful plans, little half a thimbleful, pitiful ideas and plans for my life. And thank God he wouldn't leave me alone. Thank God the Holy Spirit kept on dealing with me, showing me, revealing to me, helping me. He chose me. He chose you. There are many are called. Few are chosen. Not nearly as many that are called will respond and will answer the call and follow through on the call.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me